Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Oh, dude, that's awesome.
That's really awesome.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
Awesome.
That's
awesome.
With Stephen Bradford.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah, hey. Now that's what I'm talking about.
Oh my goodness. Hi, guys. So we are in a, we're not sponsored by Marriott, but boy.
But we should be now.
We love the Residence Inns.
They're the greatest, aren't they?
Yes, because well, who's here? Roll call. Bradford.
Steve Burton.
Jeremy.
Oh, wow. That's not a podcast voice.
Hey.
Jeremy. The transporter's here.
I'm here.
What are you transporting, girl?
I transport you guys.
That's true.
That's true. Every time.
Fragile. Yeah.
We often we're in the same room. Jeremy enjoys a good pullout.
Couch.
Yes, it's a couch.
Yes, a pull-out couch.
But except for last night.
Yeah, right. He got the bed.
He got the bed, and that's what
that was
we
nice
like
of you to share your bed with somebody.
Well, hey, I'm giving...
Can I make all the fans jealous right now? I'm sharing a room with Steve Burton.
Sometimes poor Jeremy, great sport. Sometimes it's a roll-away, sometimes it's a...
Sometimes a bad couch
with springs poking his back.
he got a full big boy bed.
He did.
I did last night.
Big boy bed.
And so today we are in Orlando.
We get to sleep in the same hotel room for a second night, which is a rarity.
Yes,
for us.
It's
usually
nice.
We play a show and we either leave town.
Oh gosh.
Or we play a show, sleep one night, and then are out in the morning. But today, since our cities are kind of close, we started the week on Saturday in
West Palm Beach. West Palm Beach.
And that was a fun show.
Amazing room.
We were nervous.
Yeah, we were super nervous, dude. I was nervous for... I mean, because I went on... I don't want to even say it was a vacation, but we went to visit some family the week prior.
Right.
And I was just still kind of trying to figure out what I was doing and how to structure it and then to kind of memorize it.
Yes.
And then to figure... It's like, I didn't know. Well, I didn't know how it was going to go, dude, because we don't have anyone to test it on.
No, we sure don't.
Right?
And
so,
you know, they're basically 30, I mean, yours is like a 30-minute monologue. I break mine up with songs and whatnot. So I have like sections that I memorize, and then I have songs that I memorize. But yours is like a 30-minute monologue.
Yeah. It's...
And so, when you're rearranging it,
right,
adding new stuff, your signposts in your head to like lead you into the next thing are different. And that's hard to memorize. I know we are good at memorization.
I know. It definitely is a challenge for that because sometimes when you're writing it and then you tweak, you know, maybe you flip two words.
Right.
You flip two words or something. And then all of a sudden you just have to memorize it almost, I feel, for me.
Yeah.
And, I'm new at this. Comedians, everyone has their own.
Process?
Everybody has their own process. So, you know, we're figuring it out, and I thought the show overall went well, the first one.
Yeah, well, I thought you were great.
Thank you so much. Jeremy, what'd you think?
I always think you guys are great.
Good answer, Jeremy.
But we
You'll be on the next tour with us.
Yes. We don't know. Like, I tried out a new opening song, and...
Which worked amazing.
We think so.
It did.
People seem to enjoy it.
Yeah,
awesome. And, it was sad to give up the old one, because that one seemed to work so well, too.
Yeah.
But
how can you go wrong with Let's Get It On?
I know, we can't.
Yeah. But this new song's great.
It's
you have two new songs, actually.
I have two new songs in this act, which is fun. And I was pretty confident about the second one because I knew it would be, I knew I was going to enjoy doing it. So I figured other people would enjoy it as well. But then I had... We kind of dig into each other a little bit more in our jokes this time around.
We do. Should we not?
I don't know. I think
if you guys do, it is a lot more.
Are we getting too comfortable?
Are we? Noticeably.
No.
Show wise?
It's funny, though.
Yeah.
They're
funny.
It's all in good fun.
Listen, here's the thing. We make fun of each other the whole time.
Right.
you know, I got some stuff in there about Maurice, but he already knows.
Right.
And half his whole act, when he goes on the road, it's about me. And him, they'll throw him under the bus a little bit, too.
Yes. So I'm honored that I'm a part of it.
Yes. So it's all in good fun. We have a great time. But.
Well, I think it just lets the audience know that we, I don't know, I think sometimes, especially for the people that have never met us before, knowing that we don't take ourselves seriously is a big deal.
Yeah, like zero.
Like zero. We think very low of ourselves. Totally. Very little of ourselves.
I think very little of you. I do. I'm working on that though. Sorry, buddy.
I think it's good to lay that foundation right away.
Yeah, dude, it's fun, man. It's fun. It's. I don't know. I still think because the perspective is that we're so used to doing it, right?
Sure.
We're 40. Plus shows in.
Yes.
And now we're at a whole new show.
Right.
So whatever experience we've gained from the first 40, we're kind of bringing into this. So there feels like there's a bit of an evolution to that. But people who've never seen us
right.
are still coming like, what are we seeing?
What is this?
What are these guys going to do? Sure. And then they're like, oh gosh.
They're
characters at all. You know, so it's kind of funny to me.
Yeah. But. Well, because we played Tampa last night and we've never done a show in Tampa before. And we love going back to places we've played before because in some way those people are more ready to receive the show because
they know what to expect. And since we had a private dinner there that was not great.
Oh, Tampa last year.
Tampa last year. We did. And a lot of the people came back, which is very sweet of them.
They gave us another chance.
Yeah. And just gracious. So we appreciate that.
Yeah.
And you know, we had a lot of new people come.
But that's the thing. Since we never played a show in Tampa, we ended up having 80% of the room maybe that had never met us before.
Yeah, it's cool, man.
And so there is that like.
But that's what's crazy because we've been on the road so much just with Poor Chuck, with stuff that we've done before this.
Right.
And you're still meeting new people all the time, which is so cool.
That's the wonder of the internet, really, is we're
I love it, man.
We're able to reach people that we might not have been able to reach before in terms of letting them know where we're going to be and what we're about. And so that's, you know, one of the good things about the interweb.
Yeah. It's really cool.
We'll get into some of the fun negative stuff about the interweb and a little bit later when we share with you some fun comments that people have shared with us.
Sure. And we got some good mean tweets for the new show too.
Oh yeah. We found some new, we unearthed some new mean tweets for the show.
We mined them.
So
it's like Bitcoin.
I know it is.
We're mining Bitcoin right now.
They're almost as valuable to me. Yeah.
And there's only 700,000 left. We just have to find them.
we gotta start looking into the dark web of GH chat rooms.
Let's not.
No, let's not.
We're gonna stay out of there.
So we started in West Palm Beach Saturday. Yesterday, Sunday was Tampa, and then we drove last night after our Tampa show because it was a day show. We drove to the beautiful city of Orlando. We drove by Disney World. I was so sad we couldn't drive in.
Yes.
But we left. This is an exciting day for us because this is a first, actually. Leaving a very essential prop.
Yeah.
In the former city.
The club, yeah. Well, thank God it's only 2 hours away.
I know.
Or an hour and a half.
Thank God it wasn't tomorrow when we fly to Birmingham.
I know. You're dead then. You're
dead.
Dead. Yeah. So,
the theater last night was this beautiful old turn of the century theater in a historic neighborhood in Tampa.
Yeah, it was cool.
And it was so cool, but there were some challenges because, you know, there's the green room where we kind of stash ourselves before the show was at the very, very top of the theater, and the theater had a mezzanine and a balcony, and the green room was behind the balcony.
Yeah. You just posted the video on Supporters, right?
I did, yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, so Supporters can get a kind of look at
it. Yeah, you can kind of get a look, a video of it, and it's three levels. It was an old theater. I mean, had a balcony with – it was just really cool looking. So there's a video there for the Supporters. But what do you think, Jeremy? I mean, you've been with us a long time. We always have to come in anyway because of our – we have a unique show. Right?
Yes.
It's not a normal stand-up crowd.
Right.
So we have, you know, we're going to take pictures afterwards. Do we do it on stage? Do we do it by the exit? Where's the lighting good? Because the one thing I'll give Jeremy, not the one thing, but a lot of things, and we want to make sure everybody has a great picture.
Absolutely.
Right? Well lit, not some
No.
Bad picture right. that, you know, we want them to have the whole experience, but Jeremy is awesome and go, no, this is where the light's good. Let's do it here. So what'd you think about the theater anyway?
No, this was probably, I would say, out of all the places, close to the coolest as far as just
uniqueness and
interior
character.
Wise. Yeah. Like just the pillar, they had the white, you know, the pillars on the second level. They had those like little, almost like little booths. And then that third at the very top was I mean, literally, it was like straight up.
It was
and
super
then,
steep, yeah.
Yeah, and so then just trying to figure out a way, I'm like, man, because I do video during the show, and you guys will see me. I come around, I do video, and I try to do still shots, and I'm always trying to see the best way I can capture. So because most of the time we do the venue, it may be an improv, or you guys may do like a few improvs.
Yeah.
So if I just get a video of you guys on stage, it's just improv behind you.
Yeah, it looks like the same. It could look like the same place.
It could
place.
Be, the same theater, you know, the same city. And so we get these more unique looking places, and I'm like, man, where's my videoing at where I can actually capture
something
to
cool.
show, hey, yes, this is an improv, but now this is actually a historic one that has this really random, cool third, row, balcony level.
It's crazy.
And so anyways, but yes, I would say this one was a little bit of the harder ones to capture but it was the coolest as far as how it looks. So,
There were some challenges because when we enter to start the show, the green room was at the very top of the showroom. And the only way you could get down was to walk through the audience and then get in an elevator.
Just wait for an elevator.
And go down.
That was crazy.
Well, that was our courier service. They called. Oh right. My gosh! Thank you to Faithful Delivery in Tampa, Florida.
Is for that what it's called?
Saving our butts.
That's awesome.
Oh my gosh! So entering, getting from our green room to the stage required going into the showroom, going down an elevator, back into the showroom, And if anybody has seen our show, I like to enter singing. But if I entered singing from our green room and then had to push a call button for an elevator,
it wouldn't work.
It wouldn't work too well.
Yeah. And that elevator didn't seem like it was the most reliable.
Because it
stopped once and did not open. And I'm like, on my way down when you were like almost done with your song, I was like, is this thing going to open or am
did
I?
Did you have to sneak when you? When
yes.
You, did you sneak successfully?
I did. Yeah.
No one saw you. They were so captivated with me.
One person saw me.
Right. They were bored with my act, obviously.
No, but she was right by the elevator, right by the door.
Right.
Because I was like just trying to run by.
Yeah.
In a flash of pleather.
In a flash of pleather. So. That's the thing is that jacket reflects light.
I know. It's like a. So
that was an interesting.
Yeah, it was cool, man.
But that's the cool thing is every venue is different, and some of these things have some of the venues have unique challenges. But part of the fun, part of the uniqueness of the experience is navigating those.
Yes.
And thank goodness we have
Jeremiah,
a swift
here.
Thinker like Jeremy to because sometimes when we're in the green room and things happen,
he's the man on the ground.
He solves
dude.
All the problems. He
totally.
Has trouble.
And I'm sure you've solved a lot of problems we haven't even heard of.
Transporter troubleshooter.
So thank
maybe.
You. and he gets most of our great pictures and our videos, which is awesome.
Well, I want them to have. I mean, you guys come. They want you to already have a good experience. Like it's a mission for me so that you guys get a good picture because you guys post those. I see them. If you post them on Twitter, Instagram, whatever. It's cool to look at it and go, oh, that's a good pick. I took that.
Right.
And know that it's in focus. Yeah. Your eyes are open. I know all your angles. I know them.
He does.
I know how you guys want to be.
Yeah.
I do.
Shameless plug. At J Ross Photo on Instagram because he's a great photographer.
Oh, yeah. I'd love it. Thank you guys. Yeah, I don't make it super personal. I'd love to take photos. If you guys want to see some cool photos, if I travel or whatever, I'd love to.
Well, because I think a lot of people that are in the picture line afterwards assume that the quality of their picture is maybe an afterthought for us.
Yeah.
But actually, it's not.
It's like the first thought for me.
Right,
like,
exactly. We love doing this, and part of doing this is just like Jeremy said, making sure you guys have a great experience. And if the very last experience you have of the night is walking out and looking at the picture, and it's either fuzzy or
sucks,
or we're looking in a different direction, or not smiling, or more focused on
Jeremy's head,
or whatever, like it's that's going to affect your whole night.
Totally.
And we, so this is part of the experience, and that's, one of the reasons we're so grateful to have Jeremy is because he is so you know, on point, like on it about, and it's really important to him and important to us. So,
yeah. So thanks, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. Great lighting, great angles.
Yeah.
I mean, he knows all of Steve's angles.
I have one angle. I have one angle. So tonight we are Orlando. We can't wait.
Yes. And then now that we have all the appropriate props, we can actually do the show.
Yes. And now in Birmingham
tomorrow. You'll be getting on a plane tomorrow morning.
Yes. Tomorrow morning, Birmingham, the Star Dome.
Yeah.
I think there's a few tickets left there still.
I'm excited to play a dome. It's where
we'll see.
This is where
I have a dome.
Hold on, wait.
There you go.
Hold on. I'm playing it right now.
I have a great dome. I'll play it really good tomorrow.
I wonder the Star Dome, their logo looks so much like the Star Search logo. I want to look into the history of this theater because it looks like I just imagine some really wonderful things in the 80s happened there.
Hey, if it was in the 80s,
right,
it was
wonderful.
Amazing.
Yeah, exactly.
So like, Star Search maybe, huh?
Star Search or like we'll Solid Gold.
Oh, yeah, that was sweet.
Or like people dancing with shoulder pads.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Dude, it's so funny. So remember, we were taking a picture.
Yeah.
And a lady... Remember?
Oh gosh,
she had a surgery. I didn't know.
She just had rotator cuff surgery.
And I grabbed her shoulder for the picture. I'm like yeah.
Wanted to be super familiar and friendly. And she's like, oh my god.
Can you not? Can you not squeeze her? I go.
That's the first time I've ever heard anyone say to Steve Burton, "Can you not?
Can you not touch me?" But it was funny because I thought she was actually wearing shoulder pads.
Oh my gosh!
But because it was under,
she had a sling on. Yeah, like you were like, how do you not? Like, no, she has an injury. She had a
dude. It was camo, bro. It was blended right in.
She did a really nice job. Like her sling was the same color as her shirt. So it was.
But her, yeah.
But it was subtle, and you know, Steve didn't have his glasses on, so he couldn't tell.
Touched you hard.
So we're excited to play Birmingham tomorrow, and then we have. Sold out shows in Raleigh and Richmond.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a great rest of the week.
Pretty awesome.
We
dude.
Love traveling together. This is such a joy for us.
Yeah. Thank you guys for just showing up because we have so much fun.
And sitting around in residence inns is a good time for us too.
Sure.
Speaking of things about companies that we talk about but are not endorsed by, Dave and Buster's.
Yeah, can somebody know anybody at Dave and Buster's? Because we do spend some time there.
We spent, a
couple hours.
Five?
Maybe a couple.
Four?
Maybe a couple.
We got there. Let's.
Yeah, four.
Well, we don't really have to do the real math, do we?
No, I think we should.
We got there at 10-ish?
No, I think it was even a little ahead of that. I think it was like 9:30.
Maybe.
And, When they said, oh, we close at 2, we were like, oh, well, that's good to know.
Yeah, we'll
that's not pertinent to us, but good to know that they're not going to shut down right away. And it ended up being pertinent to us because we stayed to the bitter end.
We were the last people.
We were the last people.
Like, they were like...
There's new games there, man. It's fun.
New games.
It's fun.
It's very competitive.
Linked Mario Kart was a good one for us.
Yeah.
The basketball one, they had like,
really good basketball.
They had a big boy basketball game.
Yeah, that was a good
one. And my arms were tired.
it was a hard one.
Yeah, you kind of gassed out.
I did.
You were like, this is too much.
This is too much. Speaking of rotator cuff surgery,
you
I might
need to sit
it now.
Down.
I threw out my arm.
Down.
Yeah. It's a beautiful Dave and Buster's. It's. And, you know, all Dave and Buster's are just beautiful, but this one is stunning.
Yeah. So, hey, Dave.
Hey, Buster.
Call us.
Call us. And can we talk a little bit about your wine list, though? So, I love your food offerings. Your food offerings are really solid. But when I'm enjoying a good meal, I would love a nice wine to go with that, and I may be on the minority side of people that are asking for good wine at David Buster's.
Wrong place.
Wrong, but well, first of all, two of the Cabernet options weren't even available, and so I had to order a Pinot Noir, which is not horrible, but not what I was craving. And I'm sorry.
he's in a whole other country. This
guy. Oh my god!
Not what I was craving. He loves wine so much.
Oh my gosh! Well, you guys know you do it. You finish a day of work. You feel a little satisfied because you accomplished something that day, and you want to just sit down with your buddies and enjoy a glass of wine.
Yeah. Not there.
Not there. Not at Dave and Buster's. Anyway,
it was a fun night.
Since we're sitting around. We thought we'd have some fun.
Sure.
And So we have a question. We have
a couple questions.
We have some woman spouting negativity on us at us on the interweb. Which we love to share. That's a good time for
Yeah,
us.
And I want to do a few would you rathers.
Oh, that's a good time.
That's a good time because the kids, this is what the kids are doing.
And we are connected to the youth.
Oh.
The youths of America.
For
and the,
sure.
And the youths of the world.
We are.
Our
podcast is worldwide.
Worldwide with all the youths.
It's a smash hit nowhere.
They love us in Norway.
So.
Today's episode of That's Awesome is brought to you by Rothy's. Friends, have you heard of Rothy's? These are shoes for you ladies out there. They are stylish, comfortable, and they go with everything from yoga pants to dresses and skirts, so they're very versatile. Guys, they are made from repurposed plastic water bottles.
This is crazy.
They have diverted over 35 million water bottles from landfills already. So not only are you going to feel good about what's on your feet, you're going to feel good about the service that you're doing and Rothy's is doing to the world. They come in an ever-changing array of colors, prints, and patterns, and they're available in a range of styles like sneakers, loafers, points, and more. Flats is what they're really known for. My wife loves flats.
Yeah, so they have all types of shoes.
All types.
So I'm like, okay, water bottles?
Right. How does this work? Right?
Yeah, how does it work? Right. Like, what am I going to be looking at?
Right, exactly.
And I got Cherie some.
Yeah.
And they're so cool.
They're so cool and it's comfortable.
Yeah.
A Yahoo editor called them the most comfortable flats they've ever owned. And now our wives can attest to that as well. Kira was so excited when I told her that we were working with Rothy's.
Yeah.
Because she's been looking at these for a long time. Because another cool thing that makes these so unique and one of a kind.
Is this your favorite part?
My absolute favorite part. Guys, you can throw them in the washing machine.
This is crazy. I got to see these things.
I hope my wife won't mind me sharing this. You know, she likes to wear flats without socks.
Yeah.
Right? Flats with socks, that's kind of a weird look. But when you wear shoes for a while without socks.
Sure.
You wish that you could throw them in the washing machine.
Right.
Well, guess what, guys? These, you can. It's like getting a fresh pair every laundry day.
They're comfortable. They're stylish. Sustainable.
And Rothy's owns and operates their manufacturing workshop where they prioritize sustainability every step of the way. It's not just about the water bottles. It's about the whole process.
Yeah, that's the cool part.
They are feel-good flats, if you will. BuzzFeed called them forever shoes because they'll last forever.
Great.
So go to Rothy's.com/Bradford. Yes,
what?
That's my name. I know. I'm thrilled to have my name on this one, buddy. Rothy's. Rothy's. Rothy's.com/Bradford to get your new favorite flats. Comfort, style, and sustainability. These are the shoes you've been waiting for.
Go check it out.
Does your life sometimes feel like an episode of a soap opera? Are sleepless nights and busy lifestyles keeping you looking drained in the morning? Well, Plexaderm Rapid Reduction Serum can help. Plexaderm is a clinically studied serum that visibly eliminates your wrinkles, crow's feet, and under-eye bags in minutes, restoring your youthful look. I'm familiar with under-eye bags. All it takes is 10 minutes to visibly reduce the appearance of those pesky under-eye bags and fine lines. Go to TryPlexaderm and use our code AWESOME for 50% off, plus an additional $10 off. That's right, 50% off plus an extra $10 off. This offer is also available by calling 1-800-685-1292 and mentioning code AWESOME. Plexaderm is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee, so visit triplexaderm.com today and use code AWESOME at checkout. Triplexaderm.com, code AWESOME. Bye-bye, bags.
So my kid, Jack's always like, would you rather, would you rather? It was a big thing for a long time, but it isn't that much anymore. But it is funny.
But we're hanging on to it.
So would you rather, Jeremy,
okay,
feel free
cool.
to,
yeah, I would love to.
Join
yes.
us
Thank you.
For this segment. Would you rather have no one show up to your wedding or your funeral?
Oh, God.
just went down. What would you say?
I would say, Jeremy, you want to go first?
Oh, do I get to go first?
If you want to.
Oh.
I have a very strong feeling of this.
I'm going to say I would rather not have anyone show up to my funeral.
Interesting. Really?
I'm no longer alive. So why do I care? And how would I know?
True.
So, and I would have no emotion to it.
Can I go?
Yes, go.
I just have a very strong opinion
okay, go.
About this. I would rather, like, I had a fantastic wedding. Let me just get that out. I love my wedding. I love, like, having everybody apart. Like, it was wonderful.
Sure.
But if I had to choose, me and my wife at my wedding by ourselves, that would still have been amazing.
Sure.
Like, because we're there. It's about us. You can share it. At your funeral is not about you anyway. Your funeral is about the people that are there to grieve for you, like mm-hmm. your family. Mm-hmm. And imagine how the people that care about you would feel if no one else came. Do you know what I'm saying? So
right.
I'm telling you, you're wrong, is what I'm saying. Jeremy Ross, you are wrong.
Can you put him in a headlock?
I mean, I could. Like in 1 second. I do have the headlock face on right now.
So I think, yeah, I mean, I would say the same, Bradford, as you. Because it's kind of, you see, you've been to funerals where 600-700 people show up, and yeah. you know this person affected other people's lives.
Right. And it's right?
It's a testament to
yeah.
kind of how you lived your life.
Sure.
Right? So that's what's cool. Either I know you don't know or I don't know because you're dead, but
right.
But your family and your friends are like, wow, this guy, you know,
right.
like, you know, it was...
And they're there.
Did,
there's
he
there,
or she did something.
They're there to support them as well.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
not just a patron.
And you just could have made that one, you know... Like a teacher or nurse or somebody made that one, you know, connected with you that one time in your life, yeah. and it meant something.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So Jeremy?
That got real, guys.
That got real, Jeremy.
I was like, I lost on that one, didn't
Jeremy,
I?
I think you're wrong. Would you rather visit 100 years in the past or 100 years in the future?
Future. For sure.
Yeah.
How long do I got to stay there for?
That's, right. That's not a part of the thing,
I'm
bro.
I'm just
That's
saying.
A good question. That's a good question.
If I go well, far back in the past.
What if you had to stay?
If I had to stay, future. Because yeah. I could have hair probably then. But think of the technology. Why don't I want to go back in the past where I'm going to have no teeth probably right then. There's no.
He's looking at all the health issues.
Yeah. Like, yeah, look. That's I mean, lifespan's 20, right? You yeah. may make it to 20.
And
60?
In 1920?
Yeah, you might make it to 60. Yeah.
I mean, maybe. You don't probably have any teeth or they're wood right. or something weird.
Well, yeah.
And you have like, I know.
Yeah, well, in like 1920, like the Roaring Twenties would have been fun. I could definitely get in down to like doing the Charleston. But when did Prohibition end? Because that's important.
That's important. But going back,
yeah.
knowing like if no... If you,
oh, you could. If you're a betting man.
Well, if you're anything, if you have a brain, you could be the guy who invents the iPhone.
You could take no, even yeah,
but
if
you're
I had 100. That much
but you're 100 years back, though.
Right, but you know what's coming.
Right, so you could be. You
but
could
got to live that long, though. To be like, you know what I mean?
But you could like.
Yeah, I know.
You could.
I don't think it's great.
If
to
you
live
were,
back
if
then.
You were a ill intentioned person, you could make yourself like a god.
That's
maybe
true too.
50 years
That's
ago,
true.
40 years yeah. ago, you could bet on some football games.
Yeah. No, but I mean,
100
no, but you could change. I mean, you could do. You could open businesses that haven't been started yet. You know it's coming. You,
right.
I mean, there's so much that you could do.
You could
but
say,
is
hey,
it? Is that even worth it, though?
Well, but I mean, you could maybe stop. You couldn't stop World War I because that would have been done. But you could probably stop World War II, maybe.
Interesting.
You know.
Well, so we agree on the future on that one.
Oh, future all the way, man.
So I guess if you're going to be altruistic and be like, I'm gonna do good going back, and
that's a whole nother conversation.
Yeah.
A couple more. Would you rather be a cow?
Mm.
Or a chicken?
Cow.
Cow.
Really?
Yeah.
Either way, you're getting eaten.
But I've got, like, there's more.
Cows
I offer more, right? You're going
to
eat me, of course. However, if I'm a female cow, you're probably going to drink my milk before you eat me, which, if I have good milk and plentiful, I may stay alive longer.
Interesting.
Because you're enjoying my milk. If I was a big fat bull, I'm dead.
Yeah. Now,
am I Angus beef? I don't know. Like,
wow.
It just depends
wow.
on.
Wow, you just went to a whole nother level.
Okay, hey, if we're going to play the game, let's play the game.
That's okay.
Right.
So,
right?
So not a chicken.
Dude, there was chickens walking in the street yesterday. They could just get hit by a car. Actually, they're roosters, but.
That looked like a pretty okay life to me.
Yeah,
though.
They were just rolling around
not
in the historic
you
area.
Get hit by a car.
Well, then just be a smart rooster.
Chicken.
Well, how smart are roosters?
How smart are cows?
Smart enough to, I don't know. So, they're not walking in the street.
Assuming we're out of the food service. Assuming,
yes.
Assuming,
okay.
Okay, so just like the life.
No, yes, no food
right.
service, sure.
Just in the natural world. If you're a cow in the natural world or a chicken in the natural world, I don't know. Like cows grazing seems fun.
You have a bigger brain as
That's
a
true.
Cow.
That's true. Grazing seems fun to me, and you just get to be outside.
And you're a mammal.
Yeah, you're outside a
you're
lot.
You're a mammal.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're not gonna pop an egg out of your bottom, right? I mean, you know what I mean. You're
that's
gonna
true.
There's value in that, though.
There's value in the eggs because they're delicious.
Yeah, there's value there.
But you get
there.
To pop out like a little cute calf if you're a cow.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, I just took
so
a weird...
So cow? Cow?
I think cow.
Okay.
I think cow.
Well, and this is the last one.
Have you answered?
I just think you're going to... Either way, it sucks.
Sure.
Well, but that's not the question, which sucks worse. The question is, would you rather, not what's going to suck more.
I mean, you have a better chance of living if you're a cow. Longer.
Sure.
Because, you know, a coyote will eat you if you're a chicken. You're dead. People are eating you.
Oh, that's true. Right.
They're preying on you.
You're more likely to, even in the natural world, you're right, you might. Yeah. And also, cows are in herds, so they...
They have friends.
Yeah, no one really attacks cows that much, so...
Yeah.
We'll say the cow. All right. Last one. Okay. Would you rather have no hair...
Oh, this is a great one. Did I write this one?
No.
Okay.
Or be completely hairy.
No hair.
Streamlined.
Streamlined? Where do you want that extra hair at, bro?
No,
streamlined, no hair.
No hair at all.
Oh, yeah.
Like, no wind resistance.
No.
Zero. Hey, listen.
Not really a clear question because you mean you have to be hairy, like, everywhere?
That's what I'm saying. Where's the extra hair
I guess that may be for someone like yourself who has a little less on top. If having more on top would be so worth it to you.
To have hair everywhere
else. That you
else.
Would, like, be covered in hair everywhere else, too. Like, when you...
Now, here's... But, okay, what's the shape of my head look like?
That's a good question.
Hell?
No, because important. Okay, it's important because if
Why?
I'm
you had
be,
hair once,
can you no?
I'm, but you had hair once.
You
I'm,
nice,
what
your,
I'm
your
saying
head's
is,
nice shaped.
I got lucky.
Yeah.
That as a bald man,
right.
I don't have a terrible looking head.
Sure.
So to answer the question, I would rather, in my experience as a bald man,
right.
take that chance again,
okay.
and be like Wolverine with hair everywhere.
Okay, perfect.
Gross.
So we're agreed, no hair, because this goes into... I said it was the last one, but it reminded me. Would you rather have a grapefruit-sized head or the head the size of a watermelon?
Oh, man.
Grapefruit. I would say mine's...
It's like Beetlejuice.
I know.
Beetlejuice.
Gosh.
I would say a smaller head.
Those little mini watermelons at Whole Foods are a lovely size.
Sure, but...
Are you talking about like a
big
like,
one.
Like that's like in the shape of a pill?
Sure.
Like a huge... Like, you know how it's not round? It's like...
Yeah, you'd be like a hammerhead shark.
Right.
I don't want that.
Well, but I mean, think about the brain function.
But think about what it looks like.
In your grapefruit.
I don't care what my brain is, what I look like.
Well, that's all you care about?
Imagine...
Well, I don't want to get...
If you had a brain as big as a watermelon, maybe you could like be telepathic and crap.
That's interesting.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'm looking beyond the aesthetics here. If you guys are just
go
so wrapped up
grapefruit.
In your so wrapped up in your looks.
Well, look at him. He just wants to do push-ups all day.
All day.
So our segment last week was what?
Storylines or headlines.
That was much better. Okay.
Sorry.
So we'll move on now. Sorry. That was much
fun,
better
though.
Than this.
You know what's great? People have been sending them to me.
We need to do them. Awesome.
And
well, that's great because you could always test me anyway.
Well, right.
So that would be fun.
Well, and it's just funny. We talked about Florida last week, and being in Florida, people have sent a couple Florida stories, but I haven't figured out some storylines to pair it with
to present the segment yet.
Yes, we could just read silly Florida stories, but I think it's more fun to have some contrasting. Like,
sure.
Is this real, or is this something that was out of the mind of a daytime writer? All right, so we are going to... It's not a full-on mean tweet segment, but we saw this and it just made us laugh. So, mean tweet.
Mean tweet.
Not mean tweets.
Not a mean tweet.
Mean tweet. And actually, this is actually a Facebook comment.
Yeah, and we have some good mean tweets, by the way, in our new show.
Oh my gosh, we do.
So funny.
We got married to a few of them from the last show, and we were really sad to part with them. But I feel pretty good about where we're at.
Yeah, I'm
feeling
good.
Changes. So this comment, lovely woman named Ella. It's always fun when someone says something so negative to you, and then their name is like so, like such a pleasant name.
Yes.
Do you know?
Yes. We have one from Helen.
Yeah, one of the ones.
We have one from Helen that was.
One in the live show is one of the most directly, just like. What are you thinking kind of things in our mean tweets in the show? And it's this lovely woman named Helen who was just spitting negativity.
That's right.
This lovely woman named Ella was responding to something that we worked really hard on.
I thought it was good, dude.
We made a video. We made a, and maybe a lot of you have seen it, we made a parody video of Old Town Road. Steve rewrote the lyrics to Old Town Road to make them relevant to General Hospital. And then we recorded that song together, and then we filmed a video of it.
Yeah.
And if you'd like to see it...
Maybe we should play the song on the podcast.
Oh, you know what? Let's sample a little of that right now.
I'm gonna ride my bike to General Hospital. I'm gonna ride till I've seen it all. I'm gonna ride my bike to General Hospital. I'm gonna ride till I've seen it all.
Got Sam on the back, you know we're both strapped. Jacket leather black, got the boots is black to match. Riding on my Harley, just checked in with Carly. Sonny just called, Mike wandered off to Charlie's.
Can't nobody tell us nothing. Can't tell us nothing.
See, we worked hard on that.
That was amazing.
I think that was pretty good. And the video that we made of it, we thought was pretty clever.
I thought you did a great job, dude.
And it was for your enjoyment. This is not stuff to be like, oh my gosh, we're amazing. No, this is stuff for you guys to enjoy. And so we posted it for your enjoyment. And Ella, just halfway down the comments, it's so fun because some people are like, oh, nice job, guys. Oh, this is fun. Thanks so much for sharing. Oh my gosh, this is great. Ella stood out because she wrote in all caps, number one. WTF is this stupid
shit. So what the F is this stupid
shit? What the F is this stupid shit?
Question gosh.
Mark. So I think she didn't receive it in the spirit it was intended.
Maybe not.
Maybe if you watch that thinking, oh, wow, these guys think they're so cool. They're making a music video and they're like pretending to be serious. God, these guys are dumb. They take themselves so seriously. I can see you going, but I can't imagine anyone looking at that video thinking that we're taking ourselves seriously.
We can't be. Because we did it in our dressing room. We shot the whole thing in our dressing room. We can't be taking ourselves that seriously when you can see the sink while we're rapping. Looks like we're in the bathroom doing the video. It's not that serious, bro.
Well, and then at the end of the video, there's...
whatever.
It's a silly video. So she is correct in calling us stupid. She is absolutely correct in calling us stupid. So, Ella, you hit the nail on the head there.
I don't know about that. I thought the lyrics were pretty clever.
That's amazing. So, thank you people out there for writing to us.
Sure.
For
responding.
For sharing your honest feelings. Hey, if that's how you honestly feel about us,
all right.
More power
that's
to
cool.
you.
That's cool. What's your opinion?
So with that, we'd answer a couple questions. This question is from Jenna, and it's related to the younger actors on the show. One of her first questions is, when they rapidly age a baby or a toddler, like to a 3 or 4-year-old, so if like it's a baby and then, you know, 6 months later they're 3 or 4, right?
Yep.
Are the actors given off-screen bonding time in advance? For example, baby Georgie, when she was a baby, like when they changed the actor, the actress... Do we, like, have some time
like,
to meet
like
them and be
scheduled
like...
Scheduled bonding time
correct.
Or meeting time to,
right.
to meet the kid?
No.
Yeah. No, usually, a lot of times it's on us to do that, which
sure.
is fine.
Yeah, you can find them down, like, if you... So if you know,
they're usually
happening.
Hanging out in the green room a lot anyway, and I'll go in there and just
sure.
kind of hang out. Whatever.
And there's a classroom on set for kids, because that's required by law.
Yeah.
And so if you know you have a scene with... that character, and you know it's not going to be a new little actress. Oftentimes, it's nice to introduce yourself to the parents.
Sure.
Because I can imagine as a parent walking in there, you know, you want your kid to have a good experience and be safe. And so part of that is knowing that the actor that they're going to be working with is someone that is nice and trustworthy.
Right.
Right. So developing a rapport with a parent is a good idea.
Yeah. And the second part of the question is, I know you guys don't get a lot of blocking or rehearsal time, is there an exception when it comes to the kids? I don't know if there's really... Honestly, the kids that Mark hires are awesome.
They're always awesome.
And so professional.
Yeah.
And they come up, they know their line.
Right.
And sometimes we'll have to say, hey, you know, say your line right here.
Right.
And they're like, oh, okay, say their line. Right. But during... I mean, they get as much rehearsal as we get.
Right.
I mean, obviously, yeah, they'll take more time. It's a kid, of course.
Sure.
But the kids usually are nail it.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
pretty amazing, actually.
It's, I don't know.
Kids way more professional than us.
Well, absolutely. And a lot of these kids don't have an ego. So there's no attitude.
Yeah, no, they're great, dude. It's fun. It's fun. It's actually pretty fun.
Yeah.
The kids I'm working with now, it's really fun. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And she also asks the line between reality and story, you know, is that a weird thing? You know, when it's a difficult story, like, hey, mommy's leaving, or...
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
We did a story, you know, when my character moved across the country away mm-hmm. from mm-hmm. baby Georgie's mom.
Yeah.
And gosh, at that time, I'm trying to think if Harper, Kirsten's actual daughter, was playing Georgie. I don't think so, but trying to explain to, that's kind of the parents' job, not really our job on set.
Yeah.
And it's, so it's not something that we, the process of filming this stuff is so inorganic. It's so technical that it's not immersive in terms of, this feels like real life. You know, we're not doing long scenes where, we're not doing a play where it's this long ongoing storyline. It's really segmented. So it's very clear that it is not real, even
yeah.
for a kid's brain, I think.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I had a scene with Porter, who plays Danny,
mm-hmm.
and it was about telling him that Sam's going to be in prison for a little while.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. It was kind of a, you know, it was, I thought it came out great. I thought he did a great job, you know, and I was just like, hey, you know, let's just do the scene together and
yeah.
see where it goes.
How old
you know?
Is he?
Oh, gosh. I don't even want to guess, but okay. I guess probably 11.
Okay, right.
You
so,
know, he's a little older than
yeah,
obviously
yeah,
a three,
yeah.
4, 5-year-old. But he did a great job.
Yeah.
He really did a great job. So it's just a kind of a weird thing.
Oh, it absolutely.
You know what
is
I mean? Emotionally for those kids,
absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah,
anyway.
Yeah, the whole thing is weird.
Yeah. So that gets to your question, though, which is hilarious.
That is great. are the kids told the actual actor's name? And I guess this is probably about, like, 3- and 4-year-olds, less like 10-year-olds.
Yeah, right.
So are they introduced to the actor's actual name, or are they introduced as Daddy Jason or Daddy Spinelli? No, I totally Jeremy finds that amusing.
That's amazing.
I understand the question, because if you're trying to make these kids the
course.
Most realistic they can be,
yeah.
sure. But, yeah, we don't do that.
Well, it's weird because, you know, we've been on the road a lot and doing all these shows, and now that's what Bradford wants me to call him.
Well, I think that's reasonable.
Daddy Spinelli.
Well, I don't know. I feel like we've really...
Daddy Spinelli.
Yeah, that's me.
Is Daddy Spinelli ready? and please welcome to the stage,
Daddy Spinelli.
Daddy Spinelli.
Oh, that's amazing.
We got to think of what your intro song would be. But yeah, it's, you know, I've never really heard the conversations of, hey, this is your pretend dad,
right?
Just pretend. This is like your dad, but just pretend,
right?
And, you know, so
yeah.
But anyway.
Usually with those, that age, you try to just make sure they're comfortable around you. So if you're on set, you ask them about, you know, like you're either doing an activity with them, especially if they're very young.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
They usually give them a toy or
yeah,
some sort of activity so you can interact with them in that way. Just to try to get some sort of
sure
organic, realistic rapport.
Time, right. Bonding time, yeah.
Because then chances are you're going to either like... pick them up, hug them, or like
yeah, because the girl, the little girl who plays,
and that can be freaky. Like especially if you can see your parent most of the time, the parent's on set, right?
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, the stranger is picking up this kid, looking at their parent, going, "What? Why did you do this to me?"
I know. It's all about we're looking at the microphones. And
right. Lines. Yeah. 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 It's always an adventure with little ones.
That's right, Daddy Spinelli.
That's right.
That's weird, Daddy Spinelli.
It is.
Daddy I thought Spinelli's you know what I thought, dude.
What?
Since we don't really watch the show often.
Yeah, that's the truth.
You know, we should probably start.
I don't know.
I heard it's been on a while.
Yeah, and I hear it's pretty good sometimes.
Yeah, so I'm going to read the recaps.
Oh!
Is this crazy? Jeremy, do you watch it on
I show? Actually do not.
Have you ever seen it?
Not a whole show.
All right.
No.
Do you know who Nina is?
No.
Nina received proof of Valentine's deception.
Okay, what was the deception? Do we know?
No idea.
Okay.
Valentine shoved Ava over the Windermere's parapet.
Oh, that sounds serious.
Wow. I saw that set, though.
Is she going to need another mask?
It was cool. She might.
Right? Did she have, like, that...
Do you know who Ava is?
No.
Maura. She's the best. Yeah. Didn't she get burned or something? Or she had a mask, like a Phantom of the Opera mask?
Yeah, that's when I met her, patient six in Ava. So that was cool.
Yeah. Masks are sexy. I'm just going to say it right now.
Not that mask I had. No. That was not sexy. Guests were shocked when Nicholas crashed Valentine and Nina's wedding.
Was this his reemergence? Or has he been on before?
He's been on for, I think, a couple months before the actual... it was not the introduction back.
Was it an introduction back to some people, or no?
I believe so, but I don't know.
Okay.
So.
He wasn't crashing
through recapping.
He wasn't crashing through a ceiling, though, I bet, was he?
No, not a skylight at the Metro.
No, he wasn't. He didn't get
he was hiding.
He didn't kind of get that reintroduction that Big Daddy Steve got?
Daddy Jason.
Daddy Jason
get it right. Sam's parole officer forbade Sam from seeing Jason.
That's probably a smart move.
Now, I can talk about that story.
Yeah, you can.
Because I'm in it.
So, what do they think is going to happen if you guys hang out?
I don't know,
dude. I don't know. I
mean... you supposedly, if you're on parole, you can't be...
with other felons?
Correct.
And you are a felon?
Correct.
Because you kill people.
But that's not why I'm a felon.
That's true.
I was never convicted.
What's on your record?
I admitted to doing something to go to jail, my character, to go to jail for Michael.
But what was it?
I can't remember.
Was it like white-collar crime, or was
it... I don't know. Stop guessing.
Okay.
I have no idea.
I'm just curious, what's on your...
screaming right now. Right. It's bedazzle, you dummy!
It's bedazzling.
It's bedazzle.
So I'm just curious what's on Jason's rap sheet, because...
A lot, but that was the only conviction, because I admitted it. I pled guilty.
Your arrest record is maybe substantial.
Correct.
Your permanent record.
Just one.
Just maybe.
One blemish. Yeah. So then now Sam and I have to stay away from each other. Willow, Sam, and Harmony received an invitation to Shiloh's memorial service.
Okay. Has he been on ice for a while?
Yeah, he's iced.
No. But I'm saying, like, how long ago... isn't this memorial service a little late?
Sort of.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's like, about 6 months too late.
I know in the old days, if you died in the wintertime, they waited to have the funeral when the ground was warmer, so they could actually bury you.
Oh, interesting.
I'm not sure that's issue for Shiloh.
That might be smelly time wait.
Maybe smelly time wait.
Yeah, smelly time wait. Yeah, that's what they called it. This is the smelly time wait room. You just wait until the summer, and then we're going to bury you. Sam. So they got the invitation to Shiloh's memorial service. And by the way,
a good-looking invitation? It's a good story?
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool. I can't say anything about it, but it's fun. Ned refused to help Brooklyn. Brooklyn's back.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
He refuses to help her. Do what?
I think she has some problem with a music producer or something.
Oh,
I think.
They're rough. We've been down that road.
I think.
Music producers, they're tough. Tough as nails, those guys.
Sonny felt betrayed when Carly told him the truth about Nicholas and Jax.
Okay.
Not sure what the truth is.
Did she have, like, a menage a trois?
Stupid.
Well,
idiot.
No, I mean, I'm trying to think what he could be... he could be mad about.
Yeah, I don't know.
If she had a threesome with Nicholas and Jax, I imagine Sonny would be upset.
Earmuffs, yes.
Right.
Yes, totally. He'd be very
so
upset.
It's probably that.
It's probably not that.
Probably that.
Probably not that.
They probably showed the entire thing on air.
Probably didn't.
Had its own sponsor.
Probably not.
Right.
I don't think that's ever going to happen.
Oh, wow. Well, I feel educated.
Hey, GH recaps. There you go, man.
I feel educated.
At least I know what's going on the show now.
That's right. Or at least peripherally. We know, like, that's, speaking of headlines or storylines, we know the headlines, but don't know the storylines.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, guys, we are having such a fun time with you guys on the road. Thank you to everyone that's coming to the show.
Yeah, we'll see a lot of you this week.
We have so many more dates coming up. 2020 is a big year for us.
Yeah,
thank you to our partner for these tours, the Sandy Roman Ovarian Cancer Foundation.
Yes, thank you to Robin, who runs Sandy Roman.
You know,
awesome.
The work they do is incredible. If you want to learn more about their work, go to sandyovarian.org. February is next up.
Yep.
We have
Texas.
We have Dallas, San Antonio, and Houston. San Diego, San Francisco, Sacramento.
Wow, that's cool, right?
That's gonna be fun.
That's gonna be a good run. Love that.
A lot of Saints.
Yeah, love it.
We're gonna call it the All Saints Tour.
The All Saints Week.
All Saints Week.
So, and then
Oklahoma City and Kansas City in March.
Yep. And it's cool to see supporters, by the way, come out. So thank you. Obviously, we love everyone coming out, but you know, we get to have interaction with the supporters because we have the supporter group and page that gets the exclusive content and all the stuff that we do kind of behind the scenes. But it's cool.
Yeah.
It's cool always to put a name, finally.
Or a face.
Yeah.
To a name.
Yeah. Both ways.
Both ways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All three.
Well, because sometimes it's funny when you're looking at names on the internet, sometimes what strikes you is their avatar, and sometimes what you remember seeing is their name.
Yes.
So it's both. You're right.
Yeah.
Names and faces. So thank you to all of our supporters. It's so fun to see you guys out in the real world. And all of you, just all of you.
And Jeremy, thank you.
Thank you guys for having me again.
Thank you. It's always great to have you here, and it's always great to have you on the road because people see a friendly face and they know Jeremy.
thank you.
And they take a lot of pictures with you, which is cool.
So stonecoldandthejackal.com for all your Stephen Bradford needs, and we'll be talking to you super soon. Thanks, guys.
Love you guys. Bye. If you love true crime podcasts, Podcast One is the perfect destination. We got two awesome true crime podcasts trending right now, and you have to check them out. First up, based on the iconic series on A&E, Cold Case Files explores some of the most difficult to solve murders, which stymied investigators and went cold sometimes for decades.
Next up, Copycat Killers is the latest podcast from Reels and Podcast One. Every episode takes you behind scenes of real-life murder cases, which copy memorable slang seen in Hollywood movies. Check out both Cold Case Files and Copycat Killers. They're going to be your next favorite true crime podcasts. Be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, and many of your favorite podcast listening apps.